This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Aretha Franklin, dead at the age of 76. Welcome to America Tonight, everybody. Kate Delaney. Pancreatic cancer claimed her life. She had been kind of ill for a couple of years. So she died at her home, surrounded by family, in Detroit on Thursday. A publicist released some of the details, just saying it was due to advanced pancreatic cancer, and she was there with everybody, and certainly she was an iconic figure, cultural figure of the 20th century, and she was R&B, she was classic and jazz, and she ended up becoming one of the most distinguished female black artists, I think, of all time. Forget that, just artists of all time, but she was the first female in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and received many, many honors. You just heard her there, that little piece from the Kennedy Center. She performed at a couple of inaugurations, Barack Obama's, Jimmy Carter's, and, you know, back in March, she was so ill, she had to cancel two concerts in New Jersey. So she followed doctor's orders, she stayed off the roads, she rested, and her last performance was November 2nd. It was for an AIDS Foundation deal for Elton John in New York. So, there were a lot of people on hand to watch Aretha Franklin, one of the last times that she played in Detroit. Thousands of people showed up in an outdoor festival, and she ended her performance with a please keep me in your prayers kind of thing. And, you know, she, again, her greatest hits were Chain of Fools and Respect and You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, and, you know, the list goes on and on, and it's very long, and the awards go on and on as well, and so many people tweeting out their thoughts about Aretha Franklin, many of them celebrities, but just regular people who were touched by her music, and it spanned all those decades, and I think when you have someone like that, of course, that's part of it, is that iconic deal of Aretha Franklin, that she wasn't just for one generation, she was for all generations. A 60-year career, a successful 60-year career. So rest in peace, Aretha Franklin. Meanwhile, there are other things that we are talking about across the nation. I like to say America Tonight is about what's happening in your backyard and my backyard. And some of it is politics, some of it is business, and of course some of it is entertainment slash what we're talking about, what blows our minds, what makes us think. On the numbers side, there was a military parade that was being proposed. But because of a $92 million price tag, that's been temporarily shelved. It was supposed to be like a World War II kind of D-Day celebration, I guess, after the fact. In other words, just celebrating the military. But the cost of it would be just too ginormous for now. It may still happen, but not this year. So not this year. Also politically speaking, a retired Navy SEAL commander wants the president to revoke his security clearance. So retired Navy Admiral William McRaven, he actually oversaw the Navy SEAL op that resulted in Osama bin Laden's death, penned kind of a short but scathing letter to President Trump asking his security clearance be revoked after the commander-in-chief revoked former CIA Director John Brennan's clearance. He said, "I would consider it an honor if you would revoke my security clearance as well so I can add my name to the list of men and women who have spoken up against your presidency." He wrote that letter, and it was published Thursday by the Washington Post. McRaven was commander for the U.S. Joint Special Ops Command from 2011 to 2014, which was then under the former president, Barack Obama. And the former Navy Admiral bashed Trump's leadership and said that Trump used McCarthy-era tactics against his critics. So I don't know. So what happens with that? It's just more of the same. And John Brennan said, "This action is part of a broader effort by Mr. Trump to suppress freedom of speech and punish critics. It should gravely worry all Americans, including intelligence professionals, about the cost of speaking out. My principles are worth far more than clearances. I will not relent." And it was because of revoking the former CIA director and high-profile critic John Brennan's security clearance. So that was his reaction. And that is what prompted the retired Navy SEAL commander to say, "Revoke mine as well." So kind of shocking in a way, but kind of the same old, that we, this is Washington. This is what we deal with all the time and have dealt with. All right, so security clearances and who could lose them and what does that mean and all of that, the military parade aside, there are a few other things that are cooking in D.C., including Omarosa and secret tapes. Laura Trump had this to say about these 200 hours of tapes that Omarosa says that she has from the White House.
"I think we could work something out where we keep you right along those lines. Specifically, let me see, I haven't even added up the numbers, but we were talking about like $15K a month. It sounds a little like, obviously, that there's something you've got in the back pocket to pull out. Clearly, if you come on board the campaign, like, we can't hide. We gotta everybody's positive, right?"
Wow. That whole thing with the back pocket, I guess the tape was made just days after the former apprentice contestant left her White House job. Laura Trump is married to Eric Trump, the second son and the third child of the, you know, sole owner, I guess, of the Trump Organization and President of the United States. So Omarosa releases the secret tape of Laura Trump offering her $15,000 a month for a campaign job. How about that? And I guess it was made, Omarosa says it was made on December 16, 2017, days after she left. On the tape, Laura Trump says, "It sounds like obviously there are some things you've got in the back pocket, which is what you heard. Clearly, if you come on board the campaign, like, we can't have, we got to," and then that's all that we got from that. Wow. Is it hush money? Omarosa says, yes, yes it is. Is it all about that book and getting the book out that she's got coming out? Yes, it is. Stay with us. More to come on the flip side here on ATN.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others
stone.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Aretha Franklin hits Rock Steady, the Queen of Soul, as I already mentioned, dead at the age of 76, cancer taking her life. Welcome to Odds and Ends. This is where we kind of bop in a couple of different directions. Some stories that I've collected throughout the last, actually, week or so. And it includes some really bizarre stories when it comes to money. Like this one, can you imagine a former librarian blowing $89,000 of public money on a mobile game? She did, though. Former librarian Adam Winger was found guilty of spending that amount of money on this Game of War thing. He's going to have to serve 30 days in jail. He's going to do 100 hours of community service and pay $78,000 in restitution. It was worth it. The mobile game spending in the first of 2018 grew 19.1% to about $26.6 billion. It's very, very popular, and I guess he felt comfortable with the money. So this former librarian in Utah will serve that time because of what he did. He was the director at the North Logan City Library for about 3 years, and then he was on administrative leave, and then he pled guilty. And that was it. Game of War is a free-to-play role-playing video game. Players farm for resources, create buildings, fight each other. Mm-hmm. He'll be thinking about that when he's picking up trash in Utah somewhere on the side of the road. That is a crazy, story, needless to say. It's not the only one that's crazy. How about this? Here's another theft kind of thing. Lunch ladies accused of stealing $550,000. Yeah, these two were from Connecticut, and it was cash that they took. It was in cash in New Canaan Public Schools, according to the police department there. I guess sticky fingers, you know, they're there making the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and they see and they think, you know what? Why can't I be a part of the system? Why can't I just take a little of this money? Will these people notice? Will they notice this small amount of money being taken? I'm not. Mm. For many people, the whole thing of going back to school creates an opportunity, and it also creates some anxiety for families who have children who have allergies or so worried about peanut allergies or other allergies, etc. So the EpiPen was almost like a lifesaver, and then it cost $1 zillion, if you remember. So they're saying EpiPens are running out. The Walgreens pharmacy doesn't have them in some cities. In other places, they're running out of them. And families keep stockpiles of a bunch of them at home and school when you've got problems with kids with meds. And what happens when there's no EpiPen? But there's a shortage across the country. So kids with serious allergies could be going to school without medication that prevents them from going into shock if they're exposed. So, boy, is that frightening. And the scarce availability caused by manufacturing issues and local supply disruptions has been an issue for months. I would be really freaked if I were a parent and I were dealing with this, because you're used to giving them the pens. How many kids could be affected? This is a crazy stat. Nearly 6 million, roughly 2 in every classroom, and I believe it. I have a little cousin who's got peanut allergies, and that would be a death knell for her. They've had to use it. So I completely understand. I completely understand. Definitely. Meanwhile, like I said, we're doing this odds and ends thing. So that means we bop from a couple of different stories. And one of the stories I saw that I thought was so interesting. In Arizona, they have self-driving cars that are delivering groceries right this minute as we speak. The future is here in Scottsdale, Arizona. Kroger and Nuro partnered together for this self-driving car, and it really does deliver actual groceries. And it's in the shape of groceries. So I love it, and I guess it's pretty safe, and they want to move to completely autonomous cars in the near future, and I love it. I mean, I have to say I love it. Customers can shop using pre-existing grocery delivery sites. It won't make much of a difference, but how about that way they deliver it? Nuro is using a fleet of modified Toyota Prius-type cars to do the deliveries. I see a future in this. I think it'll work, especially in Scottsdale. It seems to be working. And I love that they rolled it out there. Let's roll it out in Scottsdale. And the good thing is if you were looking for a contact lens, you could keep looking for the contact lens. I don't know if you remember this or not, but I mentioned one time on the air I could not get a contact out, and I wasn't used to it and dealing with it, and I had to go to the eye doctor, and they said there is no contact. I was making my eye worse because I kept thinking I had a contact in. Isn't that crazy? Well, this woman had the opposite problem. A woman's swollen and drooping left eyelid led British doctors to a crazy discovery. A contact lens wrapped completely in a cyst hidden in the folds of skin. The last time she used it, she said 28 years ago. And they, of course, chronicled this for the journal BMJ Case Reports, and it revealed a cyst that had to be surgically removed, and it had the rigid plastic lens. 42 years old this woman was. She visited an ophthalmologist after the swelling kept going on for 6 months. She waited, though, and she couldn't recall how the lens would have gotten there, but her mother did. There was some kind of weird mishap when they were playing badminton, and she thought she lost her contact as a teenager. She would have been like 14 years old. So then they get the lens. It's unscathed when it's discovered. And it's engulfed in the eyelid soft tissue, only chipping as the doctors removed it. That is so insane. I guess it's not insane, but it's just a crazy story. Can you imagine? I swear, this contact lens, what happened to my contact lens? It would really kind of freak me out. I have to mention this, right? You know when you go up and down the breakfast aisle and you can't make up your mind because you're thinking of changing cereals, or you're in that bad mood and you want some of that sugary cereal that you know isn't good for you? No offense, Captain Crunch. Oh, that's such a nighttime snack and so bad. So a number of popular breakfast foods, including cereals, granola bars, instant oats, were tested and found to contain dangerous amounts of this cancer-linked glyphosate, they say. It's a main ingredient in weed killer. And the Environmental Working Group, EWG, said they conducted a study and they found that it was found in all but five of these 29 foods. Yikes. They say it's a carcinogenic to humans. Just last week, remember, Monsanto was ordered by a court to pay $300 million to a man who said his terminal cancer was caused by exposure to Roundup. Hundreds of other cases are working their way through courts. I mean, so lots of cancer warnings for people who are looking to try to up the ante in the department in the fight against cancer, because, you know, who knows. But it kind of makes sense to, if there's a list and they can prove it, that it has some terrible things in it. There's so many other foods you could eat. Why bother going in that direction is what I say. And a sad story for a queen. Queen Elizabeth's longtime doctor, Peter Fisher, was killed riding his bike to work. 67 years old. He had done it forever and ever and ever. And on this particular day, he collided with a truck as he was making his way to his office at the Royal London Hospital. Wow. Worked for the queen for 15 years. Sad. Stay with us.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
A Colorado man faces three counts of murder after his pregnant wife and two young daughters disappeared earlier this week. Chris Watts was taken into custody Wednesday and was charged with the three murders today. Colorado Bureau of Investigation Director John Camper spoke earlier today at a news conference.
At this point, we have been able to recover a body that we're quite certain is Shanann Watts' body. We have strong reason to believe that we know where the bodies of the children are, and recovery efforts are in process on that.
Music legend Aretha Franklin passed away today at the age of 76 years old. She was suffering from pancreatic cancer. Sarah Dash is a member of LaBelle and says how people should remember Franklin.
As a child of God, as one who had the best voice ever in the world, she reigned in her vocal ability.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
So pleased to welcome to the show my pal Al Zedek. He is just a master of, I think, not only mastering your cash flow, but also mastering what it is that blocks you in your mind that keeps you from growing and retaining wealth, which is perfect because the name of his book is Master Your Cash Flow, the Key to Grow and Retain Wealth. And Master Your Cash Flow, the Key to Grow a Valuable Business is the upcoming book. I read his book in one sitting. I was supposed to go somewhere and my husband kept saying to me, are you ready? Are you ready? Call him. We're going to be late. I love this book. And I'm not just sort of just saying that because I met Al and I really like Al, but I really enjoyed this book and I'm starting to implement some of what he's talked about in the book. And it's really been a game changer for my mind and how I think about money. So Al, thank you so much for joining us.
Okay. It's a delight to be here. Thank you.
And, you know, I want to talk about your story. Before we dive deep into this, tell everybody that's listening how you, first of all, what brought you to write this book and what was the big game changer in your life as far as money was concerned?
Well, you know, I'm actually the poster child for not mastering your cash flow or handling cash flow very poorly. I guess my story begins a little over 30 years ago when I started a CPA firm. And we were wildly successful. Over 5 years, we grew to be 25 people, four or five partners, a very nice firm in that area. And I didn't really manage my firm well. And I got into other things like real estate and other businesses. And quite frankly, I did not keep track of my cash flow. I was out there to sell, do things, rock and roll, but never, you know, look at what was coming in and what was going out. And I got myself into real trouble. I was on the verge of financial ruin, of bankruptcy. I had to at one time call a third of my staff in a room one day and fire them that day because I could not make the next payroll, which I could tell you really to this day haunts me that I really messed up those people's lives that way. So so basically I was on the verge of going under, and I happened to just run into another CPA who was in, at that time, the beginning of the financial industry and financial planning, and he made me sit down and put together a financial plan. And I will tell you, once I did that, if I felt badly before, now I looked how bad I really was, and I knew I had to take action. And he showed me what to do to start focusing on cash flow, better decisions, how to make decisions that were aligned with your life, and sometimes very tough decisions. And from that, I recovered, and I was so enthralled with what he did for me, as I went back to my partners and said, look, we're a CPA firm that focuses on sophisticated tax planning and filing. We could be so much more to people. We could change their lives. We could empower them to live the lives they want now in the future. And, my partners didn't really agree with me on that, so I basically split out of my own, started my own financial planning company, and basically really changed the way I really managed my career so that I could help people like that one person help me. So eventually I wrote this book because after doing this with so many people for so many years, I wanted to make sure that others could see that, you know, you have it within you to basically live the life you want now and in the future by just, you know, looking at your cash flow better, making better decisions, and if you have to, get help around that.
You know, Al, I love hearing your story because I think for a lot of people, they think it's too late or they just don't know enough.
That's true,
and
yes.
The irony, of course, is you were an accountant, right? So if an accountant has to learn these lessons, then probably everybody has to learn these lessons. And I think sometimes people think, well, I can't, or I'm not smart enough, or I wasn't born into it, or whatever it is. I mean, I think you really demonstrate that anybody can learn this. And that's, I love your book, too. It's one of our books here at Forbes Books. The first book, Master Your Cash Flow, The Key to Grow and Retain Wealth. And the upcoming book, Master Your Cash Flow, The Key to Grow a Valuable Business. And it seems to me what you're talking about here is valuable both in the context of a business, as in your business and other businesses and business owners and business leaders who are listening, but it seems like the same lessons or a slight tweak on them is equally applicable to people as well. Is there a lot of consistency in terms of mastering cash flow for both an individual and a business?
Actually, there is, yes. Well, for one thing, going back to the fact that I'm a CPA and I got myself in trouble, that's never lost on people, never lost, the irony is not lost on me. And actually, I share that a lot so that people, when they first come into you, realize, you know, you have made all these perfect decisions your life. Because you're right, they're there like saying, I really messed up, and here's Al Zanuck, he's the perfection of all decisions he's ever made. No, we all have to learn from that. But getting back to your question or your comment about, are the processes just about the same? Yes. And, you know, businesses get into trouble because they don't really concentrate on their cash flow or take the time to take care of their best customer, their business.
Hmm.
People do the same thing. They may become masters or really good at their jobs, but they don't take the time personally to concentrate on their cash flow at home or spend some time with it. But, you know, it's sort of natural, isn't it? I mean, we don't wake up on a Saturday morning and a beautiful day like today and say, yes, I can't wait to hit that budget. I can't wait to look at my numbers. Or we don't come home from work and the first thing we say to our spouse at night say, hey, honey, let's have some fun tonight. Let's look at our monthly expenses. You know, that just doesn't happen. So, but the thing is, the lessons are the same. Eventually, it's like if you want to be good at tennis or you have if you want to get better and better health or shape. You start to get into a routine, and maybe, you know, you don't like to go to the gym, but you know it's good for you, or you don't, or maybe going to tennis lessons helps you become a better tennis player. It's changing behavioral patterns and understanding that the benefits can be really tremendous to you. That is what I try to teach in both books.
Yeah, so Al, I love that analogy. It's just like tennis or getting in shape. You just start to work that muscle. So how do you start to work that muscle? Is it just a little bit at a time? Do you look at it like you just described?
Well, if it's a bit of business, again, what I try to do is get them to focus on working on the business, not just in it. One of the ways to do that is business owners, and by the way, people say this too, I don't have the time for this. I'm too busy in my career or in my business. And I try to point out to them is that, you know, if it's really important, you have the time. Like suppose you say that, but all of a sudden you get a phone call from home and Johnny has fallen off his bike and he's on the way to the hospital. What do you say to your spouse? Oh, I'm sorry, I don't have the time. No, you make the time if it's that important. So you have to decide if basically living the way you want and basically making sure that you're achieving what you want in life, the way you want to live now in the future, is that important. And then take baby steps toward it. It might be like, you know, you schedule like once a month, whether it's your business or yourself personally, just to look at what you are spending, you know, not to criticize it, but just what's going out and then maybe what's coming in. And then maybe just looking at the lines like, do I have to have cable? Can I get Netflix? Do I have to have all those magazine subscriptions? Stuff like that. You might find there's sort of ways to just start to save if you really want to. It's the same thing in a business too, is you schedule a time. Basically make sure it's in your calendar every week, 1 hour, or every 2 weeks, an hour or two. And start to review things. What has come in? What does my cash flow look like? Did I make more than I lost this last month? And if I did, what am I going to do about it? So it's taking some things, behavioral things, and starting to put them into your schedule that starts to change your pattern, your habits.
His name is Al Zenick. His first book, Master Your Cash Flow, The Key to Grow and Retain Wealth, and his upcoming book, Master Your Cash Flow, The Key to Grow a Valuable Business, both Forbes books. His website is alzdenek.com, alzdenek.com, and also tswealth.com. And a huge following for you on Twitter, Al, at alzdenek. I guess I have this question, and I think we're going to have to keep you over for a second segment because I know this is going to erupt, Kate, into
terrific.
A big discussion. But Al, I think one of the biggest problems, and I'm reflecting on my own experience here, is the minute you use the word budget, it sucks the oxygen out of the room. And I have found that in both business and personally. And I'm just wondering, you know, what do you think of movements to sort of gamify money management? Or maybe we should even change the word to chocolate or cheeseburger or pizza or something. I mean, is there a way to get past that sort of stigma so that people realize, as you said, and I know we're going to roll into a second segment on this, but you said earlier, once you discovered you had a problem, you really got into managing your money. You made it sound like you started really having fun with it. And I think we need to figure out how we can have fun with it too. Will you stay with us for a second segment and we can talk about this more?
Yeah, sure. My pleasure.
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, we got to flush out what Greg said about
chocolate.
Cheeseburger.
Chocolate.
I'm thinking, you know, I'm doing the kale shake thing, so you're making me very, very hungry. Al Zenick, you are fantastic, and we're going to bring Al back, as Greg said, for another segment, but I'm going to mention this again. He's the author of Master Your Cash Flow, The Key to Grow and Retain Wealth. It's very easy to read, and it's chock full of such incredible
information. Chock full or chocolate?
Yeah, it's chock full of such incredible information. So, Al, thank you so much for joining us on this version of Forbes Books at Bedtime.
Thanks for having me, Kate and Greg.
most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I had a dream last night. It almost turned me white. I dreamt that hens and roosters strolled on trees. I dreamt I found a great big ranch on every hen tree branch. The eggs was just as
well. How about it? Believe it or not, thousands of Americans are demanding animal cruelty laws be enforced over what? Sadistic ritual chicken sacrifice ceremonies. Did you think that was just a rumor? Guess what? They really go on. It's ultra orthodox, as they call it, and they're slaughtering tens of thousands of chickens. So the Alliance to End Chickens as Capros say as many as, and I hope I'm saying that right, say as many as 60,000 chickens suffer for days in pack crates, yikes, with no food, water, or protection from weather extremes before being sliced and then discarded in the street. And so it becomes like this open-air slaughterhouse, which we know is not good for anyone. And just a few years ago, this was a big deal, if you remember, in New York City. So who better to join us than Jill Carnegie? She is a lifelong animal advocate who began engaging in activism at 8 years old. I love that. Fighting for animals who can't fight for themselves, right? And rainforest preservation and so much more. And, of course, this is now something that she's dealing with, too. Jill, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
So explain, first of all, explain what this sacrifice thing is. I don't even know if I said it right. Caparis?
Well, there are several pronunciations. We tend to stick to the pronunciation of Caparis, but you might hear others refer to it as Caparis. Mm-hmm. Or a Caparot, so you'll hear several incarnations depending on who you speak with, but we tend to just say Caparot. So essentially, this is a ritual.
Yes, I was going to ask you. So for Caparot, that's what it is, right? It's an atonement thing.
Exactly. It's performed by certain segments of the Jewish community in the days leading up to Yom Kippur. And the majority of people who do practice this ritual use money. So in that case, they would take a pouch of coins or bills and swing it three times around the head of the person receiving the atonement. And then that money would be donated to charity. However, in the case of chicken kaporos, instead of money, they use live chickens, and then those chickens are slaughtered and, in theory, given to the hungry. In the case of New York City chicken kaparos, though, it just is nothing like the original intention. These chickens are babies. They're purchased from factory farms. They're only 5 to 6 weeks old, and they suffer for days with no food or water in the streets of Brooklyn, Queens, and the Lower East Side of Manhattan before the rituals, and they're swung cruelly by the wings, which breaks bones and ligaments, and then they're slaughtered in these open-air pop-up slaughterhouses in residential neighborhoods, putting the public at great health risk. And this is illegal, by the way. And then while some of the chickens are then dressed for human consumption, which does open up a whole other can of worms as far as health code violations, the majority of them appear to be thrown out in the garbage, placing an undue burden on New York City sanitation workers. So in the case of New York City Caparos, we're talking about well over 15 laws, rules, and regulations being violated every year, including, as you mentioned, animal cruelty laws, and over a half dozen health codes as well. So it's pretty horrific.
So some of these people who are doing that, are they getting caught?
Well, it seems that the city is turning a blind eye. You see, the Orthodox community in general represents in New York City a tremendous voting bloc. They turn out to the tune of 90% all voting for the same candidate. And so you can understand that elected officials, city agencies, they are not very motivated to upset these communities. And we're seeing that come to light now, even with the education commissioner coming under fire because the children in these communities are not receiving secular education. In the case of Chicken Caparos, we have the commissioner of the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, Mary Bassett, who continues to turn a blind eye, prioritizing politics over public health. And it's really just appalling to see a city that's supposed to be as progressive as New York allowing this to happen. And because of the mass transit system in this city, they're not only putting the health of some of the residents of the poorest neighborhoods in the five boroughs at risk. You know, according to a toxicology report that has gone undisputed, this puts the entire city at risk because this excrement, this blood, these feces can be tracked into the subway system. I mean, this is really an epidemic just waiting to happen.
Boy, no kidding. And so, obviously, coming on shows like this one, and we're heard in the New York, New Jersey, tri-state area, it's about getting the word out, isn't it, to let more people know about Caparis?
Absolutely. You know, even a lot of Jewish people in New York City don't know that this is happening. While it is huge, I mean, we're talking over 60,000 chickens every single year in New York City streets. Of course, in a city like New York, it's very easy for something to be happening on the next block and you might not realize it. Although in the case of chicken caparos, you can certainly hear and smell it for several blocks around. The poor chickens scream throughout the entire ritual. It's really awful. But yes, we want to raise awareness, and we encourage those in the area to let their voice be heard, that particularly that the Commissioner of the Department of Health, Dr. Mary Bassett, really needs to put public health first and do her job and enforce the laws that are already on the books.
No kidding. So if you win this battle over Kaporis, what kind of ramifications would it be nationwide?
Well, it really does set a precedent because, well, for one thing, this is not practiced only in New York. We do know for a fact that it is practiced in New Jersey. It's also practiced in Southern California and Miami and very likely many other areas of the country as well. Additionally, Israel is banning the slaughter of chickens in city streets for Kaporos city by city. And so as that continues to happen in Israel, that may end up triggering more of a resurgence of the tradition here in the States. So there are possible ramifications if this continues to go uninterrupted in New York City, being that we are home to the second largest Orthodox community in the world. So it's really crucial that we set the tone and that we say that it's not right to compromise the welfare and well-being of sentient animals, and it's not right for one community to be able to break various laws with impunity while other communities are held to a standard to protect public health and safety.
Yeah. If Jill, if somebody wants to know more about this, where can they find out more?
Well, there are several places you can turn at the moment. The place I would turn most people to would be social media. We love Facebook, and that would be under the Alliance to End Chickens as Kaporos. I know it's a bit long. We spell Kaporos K-A-P as in pizza, O-R-O-S. You can also look at theirturn.net for some of the recent pressure campaign footage about referring to the commissioner of the Department of Health. And then lastly, for a website, we would love for you to visit endchickensaskaporos.com. Again, that's K-A-P-O-R-O-S. And we definitely need to get the word out. So please do share our videos on social media, and please do reach out to the commissioner of the Department of Health, Mary Bassett, and inform her that it is her duty to protect public health and take this out of city streets.
Yeah, absolutely. That's crazy hearing that. And
it is, isn't it?
Jill, thanks so much. It's awful. It's scary. Even your description of it just freaks me out. So Jill Carnegie, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. We appreciate it.
And again, as Jill mentioned, there are places to go to find out about Kaporis if you've never heard of it. And here's the key thing. So if this was a Jewish ritual, in Israel they're stopping it, right? And I cannot imagine hearing that horrific noise and then finding out that what's going on with these chickens. And it's really an open-air slaughterhouse right down the street from you. Woo! Nasty stuff. Again, endchickenkaporis.com. Back in a flash here on America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.